Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 30th of August, 2009. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote a famous story that begins, "It was on a dreary night of November that I beheld the accomplishment of my toils, the dull yellow eye of the creature open." The story was Frankenstein, considered the first science fiction novel ever written, and the woman was Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley, born in London, 1797. It's the birthday of the woman who said, "The thing about democracy, beloveds, is that it is not neat, orderly, or quiet. It requires a certain relish for confusion." She also said, "I am not anti-gun, I'm pro-knife. Consider the merits of the knife. In the first place, you have to catch up with someone in order to stab him. A general substitution of knives for guns would promote physical fitness. We'd turn into a whole nation of great runners. Plus, knives don't ricochet, and people are seldom killed while cleaning their knives." And the writer was Molly Ivins, born in Monterey, California, 1944, raised in Houston, Texas, went off to New England to college, went to the Columbia School of Journalism, went to Minneapolis to write for the Minneapolis Tribune. There she was the first woman to cover the police beat. And then she moved back to Texas, which became the subject of her writing. She said that she remained cheerful despite Texas politics, that she wrote about the more hilarious aspects of government and so never had to write fiction. She especially liked to poke fun at the Texas state legislature, which she called the Ledge, and George W. Bush, whom she gave the nickname Shrub, and she referred to him as a post-turtle, referring to an old joke. The turtle didn't get there by itself, doesn't belong there, and needs help to get down. She had actually known him when they were teenagers in Houston. Also made fun of Bill Clinton. She said, "If left to my own devices, I'd spend all my time pointing out that he's weaker than bus station chili. But the man is so constantly subjected to such hideous and unfair abuse that I wind up standing up for him on the general principle that some fairness should be applied." Bill Clinton later said that Molly Ivins was good when she praised me and painfully good when she criticized me. One time she wrote about a congressman from Dallas, "If his IQ slips any lower, we'll have to water him twice a day." Wrote a book about George W. Bush in 2000 and later said, "The next time I tell you someone from Texas should not be president of the United States, please pay attention." Molly Ivins died of breast cancer a couple years ago at the age of 62. She wrote, "Having breast cancer is massive amounts of no fun. First, they mutilate you, then they poison you, then they burn you. I have been on blind dates better than that." Here's a poem for today by Donald Hall, entitled Beans and Franks. When Newberry's closed in Franklin, New Hampshire, homely lime front on Main Street, among the closed storefronts of this mill town depressed since 1929, with its lunch counter for beans and franks and coleslaw, with its bins of peanuts, counters of acrylic, hair nets, underwear, work shirts, marbled notebooks, Bic pens, plastic toys, and cheap sneakers, where Marjorie worked 10 years at the iron cash register, Alcibiade Amonbouquet pushed a broom at night, and Mr. Smith managed. We learned that a man from Beverly Hills owned it, who never saw the streets of Franklin, New Hampshire, and drew with a well-groomed hand a line through Franklin, New Hampshire. A poem by Donald Hall, Beans and Franks, from his collection White Apples and the Taste of Stone, Selected Poems 1946 to 2006, published by Houghton Mifflin Company, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.